Okay, so Rav Shor has a beautiful, beautiful idea, and we say in the Haggadah, it's quoted from the Gemara Pesach and the Mishnah, "B'chol duvador chayev adam leros es asva ki'ilu hu yatsim Mitzrayim." Every single generation, a person is obligated to view himself as if he is leaving Mitzrayim. Rav Shor quotes three sources that say that doesn't actually only mean every generation; it actually means every day. He quotes the Baal HaTanya, who says, "V'nei b'chol duvador v'chol yom v'yom." Not every generation, but every single day, a person chayv adam liras atzma k'ilu hu yatzo hayom in Mitzrayim. Not that okay in my generation, but today I'm leaving. And then he quotes from the Rupshitzer, Zichus Gedolin of Zerik in the Sefer Zerik Kodesh in Shemos Perik Yigimah Pasuk Gimel. The pasuk says Zachor Hayom Hazeh. Remember this day. What does it mean? This day, the chayv adam liras atzma b'chol yom v'yom. Every single day to view himself as if he is leaving. And finally, he quotes the drashas of the Hans Chazim Sofer Shabbos Agadol. Chayev Adam Leros Atzma Pechol Yom Keilu Hayom Yatzim Mitzrayim. Not only every generation, but every single day, a person should feel like they are leaving Mitzrayim. So I don't know about you guys, but this is probably one of the hardest. Or I'm pretty sure the Gra said that this is. I think it was the Gra. Might have been the Bris Gra of one of them. I heard quoted said this is the hardest Mitzrayim. Why? Because we were never in Mitzrayim. We were never in Egypt. So how can a person view himself as if he's living? Right? We all know the famous Rambam. The Rambam says, right, for the Sephardim here, Laharos, right, we have to show that we're leaving Mitzrayim, and that's why a lot of Sephardim have the minute to throw things at each other, and the sticks, and the whole thing. And to be honest with you, my brother-in-law has this whole, they always act out of play, and it makes it come more alive. But what does this mean that we're leaving Mitzrayim? So when it comes down to Mitzrayim, all the Sephardim explain, and Rav Shor specifically quotes the Ohr of Yisrael, who we quoted yesterday, was his Jartza yesterday, so we'll quote another nice and beautiful idea from him. What does it mean, Mitzrayim, in our lives? It doesn't actually mean a place. It actually means Mitzrayim is the thing that holds us back growing in our Avodas Hashem. Mitzrayim is the thing that we think that we can never leave. This is the person who I am. I struggle with Kas, I struggle with Machlokas, I struggle with Kibbut Avim. That's the person who I am. Chodesh Baruch comes and tells us on Pesach, B'chol dovador chayv adam lersus atzva ki'ilu hu yatzim Mitzrayim. Pesach, you're not the same person anymore. Pesach, you get to leave. And he quotes the Abdul Rebbe. And he says, Davka and Pesach. Let's see his Lashem. Ha'inyinu. He sees Mitzrayim. He sheyatsu mitachas yad haklipos v'nasu b'nei choron. He sees Mitzrayim. Leaving Mitzrayim is the ability that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us leave and help us become free men. What's a free person? A free person thinks, or a lot of people, high school kids think, I'm free, I get to do whatever I want. That's not free. Free is that you're able to really do whatever you want. You're not just, okay, I have free time now, so I'm going to watch 5 episodes of 24. That's not freedom. I'd say I'm lazy, I'm bored. Someone else says I'm free, I'm able to say, you know what? I'm able to conquer my laziness. I'm able, okay, instead of watching 5 episodes, today I'm only going to watch 2 or 1, whatever person's on. And he says exactly, that's what the Medrash says, Medrash Tehillim, in Kippur Kuf Zayin, Pasuk Gimel. The Pasuk says, Umei Artsos Kapsam. Right, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I will gather you from all the lands. The Midrash says, "Kishem shad sipor nisuna b'tzad hatsayir." The same way that when a hunter or when someone who goes out to hunt birds, I don't know if you guys do that. It would be a little weird if you do, but okay, whatever it is. We see a guy goes to hunt a bird, and now the bird is in his hand. Imevakish mimisa v'imevakish chaya. The guy who just caught the bird, he has the ability. He has the bird's hand, whether to kill him or whether to save him. And he says, "Kach hayu Yisrael mishukam in Mitzrayim." The same thing was in Klai Yisrael Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch had the choice. They were 40 on the level of Tumah. One more second there, finish. But what did HaKadosh Baruch do? What did the Pasuk say? "Ve'eireh lahatzilu miyan Mitzrayim." But I took you out of Mitzrayim. I took you out. I took you out for Cheiros. I took you out. You don't have to be that same person anymore. You, it's not you. It's time to leave. It's time to leave. That's not really who you are. It's time to go. Just in closing, my friend Noah Meshka told me a beautiful mashal from a refined waxman shlita, and this exact idea. So tonight, Baruch Hashem, I have a flight to Florida, Bez Hashem, Yisbaruch, with my brother-in-law's son's bar mitzvah. So sometimes when you go to the airport, I mean, when I go to the airport, I always say a couple of paragraphs to Tehillim. Why? Because I'm always afraid my bags are going to be a little heavy. Whatever it is. I'm not the best packer. So what happens? Says there's two ways, there's two things you could say, they could tell you at the airport. They can say, your bags are too heavy, you have to take some stuff out, right? So sometimes if it's like 52, 53, they take a couple pens out, take a couple objects out, and get it down a little bit. So that's one mushroom. Another thing, Rav Waxman says, do they ever ask you at the airport, you know, sir, get on the scale, you're 268 pounds. No, why? Because you say, that's who I am. That's part of me. That's not, I can't just chuck away 5 pounds because I'm going on the flight right now. She says the same thing when it comes to in our lives. In our lives, the things that hold us back, the things that we think that we struggle with, that's not part of us. That's just bags. That's just the iPad. That's just a couple of shoes or a couple of sarm that we'll take out and we'll show up on the plane. That's not us, right? The things that hold us back, that's not us. And that's exactly what Mitzrayim is all about. Chayv Adam Ki'ilu Yok B'chol Yom V'Yom, every single day, right? But Pesach is the ability for the Koach for us to really feel that we're able to leave. So Bez Hashem Yisbarach, every single person knows the things that they struggle in. And Bez Hashem Yisbizocha, that the more we dive into Kadosh Baruch Hu, that He help us be able to leave Mitzrayim, but not only wait for Pesach, every single day, be able to feel that we're able to leave Mitzrayim, that we're able to leave those things that hold us back in Avodah Hashem. And Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, the more we come back to our true selves, Be'ez Hashem, then Kadosh Baruch Hu will bless us with tremendous bracha, and we'll be Be'ez Hashem to eat from the Zachem and the Psachem, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach.